What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're bringing you our very special annual Stump Mr. Eric Short Story Special. So, for those of you who don't know, all of our supporters get a monthly bonus episode of Stump Mr. Eric, where kids submit trivia questions and weird challenges, and sometimes even write their own stories. And we use these supporter questions and ideas to keep Mr. Eric on his toes, that's me. And one of Miss Lynn's favorite things to do is to take your questions and have me tell a truly off-the-cuff story with no warning whatsoever. We do something like this in every single monthly bonus episode of Stump Mr. Eric. Now, before we get to our three, yes, three stories of the day,
Fred the Dog has a quick woof-woof shout-out for AJ, who is 10 years old and lives in Ontario, Canada.
And I want to thank AJ for sharing his idea for Mama Camel, who I hope to meet at some point in What If World, Mr. Eric.
I will keep that in mind, Mama Jamma. And thank you, AJ.
And then, of course, I have one more shout-out to give to Emmett, who is also age 10 and loves me, Fred the Dog.
Thank you, Emmett and AJ. You've sent us kind and thoughtful messages, and we look forward to hearing even more of your what-ifs. We're gonna take a quick break, and then I'll tell you about our first short story. And we're back! For those of you who have never heard Stump Mr. Eric, it is hosted by our Stumper Supreme, Miss Lynn. She finds all the questions and challenges and really gives me a mental workout in every episode. So we're gonna get into our first clip, which is from a kind of epic short story that has a real lesson behind it. Not always a given in Stump Mr. Eric. So let's all listen up to a question from a patron named Charlene.
Hi, my name is Charlotte, and I'm a patron. I live in West Vancouver, Canada. And my what-if question is, what if Alabaster Zero thought that pancakes were hats, and then everybody was mad at him because he put all their pancakes on their head because it was Pancake Day? And then he had to go have a whole talk with President Garfunkel. Bye, I love your show.
So, Mr. Eric, what if Alabaster kept wearing pancakes for hats to the disgruntlement of everyone else, requiring him to have a whole talk with President Garfunkel?
Wow. I love this question. And for those of you who are listening in real time to What If World, maybe this will come after Garfunkel has made it back to What If World.
Okay.
So we're gonna find out what if Alabaster Zero was wearing a pancake as a hat,
mm-hmm.
and that upset everyone, and he had to have a talk with Garfunkel.
Right, because it was Pancake Day. Everyone
because
was,
it was Pancake
was
Day.
Upset because it was Pancake Day.
Okay, very good, very good.
There are days when it rains, and there are days when it snows, and today was a day where it syruped. That's right. It was Pancake Day in What If World, which meant that I got to try out my favorite new hat.
Well, I'm not so much a hat as just a pancake that you're putting on your head, Alabaster.
What? You're not a hat, but you're so floppy and you give my face so much coverage and shade from the syrup rain.
That's true, but I just happened to be a really big pancake that ended up in your house on Pancake Day.
And what did you, sneak in or something?
No, everybody wakes up to a pancake in their house. It's Pancake Day. That's, it rains syrup.
Yeah, exactly. It's logical. It rains syrup,
and you wake up with a pancake in your house, so obviously you're going to put the pancake on your head or turn it into some kind of makeshift umbrella. It makes perfect sense if you think about it.
Okay, if you say so.
Yeah, I did say so. And as I put that pancake on my head squarely and shuffled it around and checked myself out in the mirror, looking good, Alabaster Zero, I knew that I was ready for the day. The crowd before me gasped. I don't know why there was a crowd in front of my apartment building today, but it just so happened to be because this is a short story.
Alabaster Zero, what are you doing with that pancake on your head?
Wearing it is a fashion statement.
That's awful. You're not supposed to do that with your pancakes.
It's pancake day. Can someone tell me what we're supposed to do with our pancakes on pancake day?
I can tell you, as president of What If World, I know all.
I mean, being president, Gathunkle, doesn't actually make you all-knowing. Okay, that's, I think everyone should really just put a pin in that idea and put it at the top of their idea spreadsheet.
What are you talking about? I make all the rules. So of course, on pancake day, we are meant to eat our pancakes.
Whoa, my pancake is talking. I'm not gonna eat a talking pancake.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't wanna be eaten. Also, anybody notice I sound a little like a penny pasta?
Just a little though, it's fine.
Just a little, it's fine.
But we've already eaten our pancakes, so you should do the same.
Yeah, I had mine with extra syrup. I just caught it out from the sky.
They were all wearing their waders and sticking around in the syrup. The whole Jamaloo family, plus some other characters that aren't gonna talk in this story. But I stood up to them.
Alabaster, everyone's doing it. You've gotta do it too,
said Zack.
It's delicious,
said Zizi. That's when I knew they were all under some kind of Gathunkly pancake spell, probably.
Probably.
And so I did the only thing that I could think to do, to slap them out of it.
Oh.
Alabaster, you just smacked me with a pancake.
That's right. If you think that eating other pancakes that are talking is okay, you need to be pancake smacked out of it.
I don't know if I approve of this whole pancake smacking thing. After all... Oh, that was so soggy.
I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm just trying to show you.
Yeah, I don't want to be eaten. You should all spit up at those pancakes.
I don't think I want to do that.
Yeah, this story's getting really off the rails.
Just answer me this. Were they talking pancakes?
No.
Mine wasn't.
Mine neither.
Well, mine was. So my circumstances are different from yours. So I have to behave according to my circumstances in my life, and that's okay.
What? So you're not going to follow the law of Pancake Day?
Do you need a pancake splat too, Gathunkle?
No.
Okay, fine. Don't eat the pancake. And yes, both the story and the holiday had gone off the rails, but I stood by my principles, and that's what counts. I am gonna drink a lot of syrup today, though.
Oh, that's too much syrup.
You're gonna have a headache.
Can I drink syrup, too?
One cup.
The end.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Okay. Well, standing up for yourself and, you know, for someone.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Maybe we don't need to smack people in the face with pancakes.
Well,
didn't sound painful.
No. I mean, and flapjack sounds both like slap and smack. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, we know that in the history of this planet, people have been smacked in the face with a syrupy pancake and survive.
Sure.
It doesn't mean that it's the right thing to do, but...
You know, sometimes you need to go to extremes when somebody's under a kathunkle spell.
Yeah, yeah. Was there anything else that was completely bonkers and we need to review about that story? Oh yeah, don't drink a whole cup of syrup.
No.
This is actually a recurrent theme as well.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that Rory, not the Rory that asked today's question, but a different Rory asked a question about pancakes, and
yeah,
I think Alabaster Zero was in that story too. He must really love pancakes. But yeah, you can't drink cups of syrup. Maybe if you lived on What If Worlds, it would affect your physiology different. But
that's true. And what is world? You should definitely, syrup is not a beverage. Syrup is,
no,
is a sometimes treat and
yeah,
a condiment yeah, at best, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
It almost goes without saying, you get all the points, whatever the maximum number of points. I'm not sure that any of the short stories have had a lesson woven in quite so deftly, Mr. Eric.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's why it ended up being one of our longer
yeah,
stories, because I was like, where is this going? That's how improv goes sometimes. You don't know what you're saying until it's out of your mouth.
Yeah.
And you kind of discover things. I really love that story. And I love how Alabaster Zero speaks up when he sees something happening that he feels is wrong. Have you ever had to be brave in a moment like that and speak up for yourself or someone else? Talk to your grown-up about that moment. Maybe even use it to inspire your next What If or Stump Mr. Eric question. Now, this second story is called Frogopolis. And it was my kid's personal favorite for about 3 months. Meaning once this collection comes out, we'll be listening to it all over again. And I can't wait. It all starts out with a question from a patron named Winston.
Hi, Mr. Eric. My name is Winston. I am 5 years old, and my what if question is, what if Mr. Eric got sucked into Waterworld, turned into a fly, eaten by a frog, and JF Cat had to save him?
Whoa, okay. Winston, thank you. I tend to get eaten a lot in Stump Mr. Eric and in What If World, but what I appreciate about this is that it's a short story,
mm-hmm,
and I'm gonna get saved. I already know
right,
it. So what if Mr. Eric gets turned into a fly?
Sucked into What If World, turned into a fly, eaten by a frog, and JF Cat has to save you.
Okay, all right, let's do it. I thought the story was supposed to start, Miss Lynn. I'm just waiting here for...
It is supposed to start, Mr. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
A giant tongue just stretched into Mr. Eric's studio.
No.
And it wasn't Fred.
Randall Radbot left a giant hole in my wall doing repairs for no reason. I'm still working on it, Mr. Eric. You're not working on it at all. It's drafty in here. Now let me just patch up that little hole in the wall.
Randall, he needs to go. Oh, no.
Where am I? Where am I? Where? What is happening to my
voice? Oh, whoa. I feel, smaller? Whoa. Oh, I have wings. I've always wanted to fly. Okay, I'm smelling something really good. Ooh, a sticky, soft pile of...
No, that's not what I thought it was. It's a frog.
Yes, I pulled you into What If World. I am Frogopolis, the frog city that flies live within in a utopia until I eat them.
That's so weird. Wow. So the city's inside you? Are you sure?
Yes, a very safe city. I only eat one fly every so often, but there are millions in there. Come, have a look.
I really don't trust you at all. I mean, you pulled me into here and turned me into a fly, and now you're telling me to jump in your belly?
Oh, I can see how that would seem strange to you, but it's quite a common custom among city-sized frog people.
Well, I don't want to offend your customs.
There you have it.
That wasn't a yes. What was that? Was that the sound of a fly in distress? I, JF Cat,
self-proclaimed president of the Fur Force.
You're not the president. It doesn't have a president. Maybe you're like chief of Furlease or something.
Okay, that one. The chief of Furlease will save that fly. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Put on my theme song music. Whoever's editing this. Miss Lynn, okay, pick out a good song, like an action one. It probably doesn't sound like this. And I'm running, but occasionally I do an action pose.
Could someone please save me, like, a little bit faster? I thought I was only going to be eaten for a minute. There's no fly metropolis utopia in here. I'm just being eaten.
Nonsense! Just keep going deeper. You'll find it.
Your advice is very suspect.
Frogopolis, I see you there.
What? No, it's not me. I'm Frogopolis's evil, no, good twin. Frog, yes, I'm nice.
Oh, Frog, yes, I'm nice. Have you seen Frogopolis? I think they ate a fly without their permission.
Nope. See you later.
Okay, well, I tried. The end.
What's happening? That's not how the story is supposed to end.
No, I said it. There's no one left to narrate, so I'm just going to take a nap here on top of this giant frog.
Hey, what? No, get off of me.
Oh, you're so squishy. Oh, I'm going to need my paws on you. Don't worry, I'll keep my claws in.
Oh, that is a rather nice kitty massage.
I'm free. Now I just have to fly back to the studio. Ow! Oh, sorry, Mr. Eric. Let me just get the door for you. The end.
Wow.
Good thing I can't stay transformed into make-believe creatures from within the studio. It's got some sort of magic dispelling aura on it or something like that.
Let's hope it holds.
Oh, I hope that's not this weird magical paint I've been scraping off to try to fix up the old studio. Oh, Randall. I knew this was a bad idea.
We're going to move on with the episode, so maybe you can just put your DIY efforts on pause for the moment, or do it for Mr. Eric, D-I-F-M-E efforts.
Oh, you know, I can't resist a good acronym. Shutdown mode. You're just sitting on a beanbag eating chips. Exactly, shutdown mode.
I mean, I feel that.
Okay, just a little more quietly. Okay, yeah, great. All right, we're good, Miss Lynn.
Well, that was quite the journey we went on. Thanks for that idea, Winston. And full credit, Mr. Eric, all the points for that story.
Oh, what a weird and wacky story. Another fun thing about Stump Mr. Eric is that there are always different characters passing through and messing with the studio and what is world, which, as you can see, leads to many ongoing shenanigans. Now, we've got time for one more story. And when Miss Lynn gives me a really long question or strings together two or more what-ifs, sometimes I like to get her help telling the story, whether or not she's ready for it. And for this short, we had four questions, starting with a pair from patrons Zoe and Tova.
Hi, my name is Zoe. I'm 6 years old. I love dogs. And my what-if question is, what if Fred the Dog's tongue was so long that he could bring people to the moon? Hi, I love your show.
Hello, my name is Tova. I like singing. I live in Wilmington, Delaware. And my what-if question is, what if Fred the Dog went to the moon?
And then there are two write-in questions from Lucy and Fionn. Lucy wrote in, what if Pixicato visited the moon? And Fionn asks, my what if question is, what if Fred the dog went to space and met an alien on the moon eating pizza? So, Fred's tongue stretches to the moon and he can bring someone else to the moon. That someone else is Pixicato. And then Fred and presumably Pixicato are going to eat a pizza-eating alien on the moon. So it's a lot of questions, but it's actually not as much, you know, not as much to work with as it might seem from four questions.
So they'll meet a pizza-eating alien on the moon. And let me just get these names. We have Zoe, we have Tova, Lucy, and then Theon, like T-H?
Theon, it's spelled here F-F-I-O-N from England. I presume it's Celtic.
Theon. Very, very cool. All right. So, yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Zoe, Tova, Lucy, and Theon. It is really cool when we talk about this in a What If World episode, a very recent one that has like is answering like 35 questions that were all very similar, and we talk about that as parallel thinking. A lot of people are like, you stole my idea. And it's like, no, it's just cool that that there is enough culture out there that we can all experience it differently, but still come up with the same ideas. And that's a wonderful thing. Yes, it does mean that someone might get your website name before you. but you know, try to live in the world of connection and joy, and you'll see that that's actually pretty cool. So Zoe, Tova, Lucy, and Theon, let's find out what if Fred the dog's tongue was so long that it could bring people to the moon, and Fred went to the moon, and Pixicato visited the moon, and also Fred met a space alien on the moon eating pizza. Fred the dog was busy doing his morning tongue exercises.
Oh, you know what? I think I really need a good workout buddy for today. Because, you know, sometimes you just, you're exercising and you sort of just can't do it without a friend. You know, you just need that little extra bit of motivation. Oh, so let me see. Who can I call? Beep boop 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 boop.
So Fred the dog pretended like he was dialing a phone in midair with his tongue. Which is something that you can apparently do in What If World, because bring, 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 bring.
Yeah, now my call is ringing. Don't ask me how this works.
Hello, who is it?
Hey, Pixicato, yeah, it's me, Fred the Dog. I just called you on the AR phone that was also my caller somehow.
That's, okay. Is everything all right?
No, I'm trying to buff up my tongue, you know, and I need like someone to spot me doing some tongue lifts.
Oh, your tongue's already very, very mighty and awfully long. I'm not sure that you need to get it more fit, but I love the idea of you trying to better yourself, so I will be right there.
And just like that, Pixicato showed up in front of her friend and former president, Fred the Dog. If you've been listening to What If World lately, you'd know that Pixicato was filling in as president when Kathunkel was missing, and that she has also recently gotten magical braces, which she uses kind of like a magic wand.
Okay, so here's what you're gonna do. You're just gonna hold one end of my tongue.
Ew, already ew.
No, it's very dry. It's not even all that dirty right now.
But do I have to do this?
No, of course. You could just let me be alone forever.
I see exactly what you're doing here. I'm just going to put on a glove, okay? I think I'll be comfortable with that.
Yay!
Pixicato put on her magic gloves, her spit-proof gloves, and started giving Fred the dog's tongue a whirl. Like a giant jump rope, it went over and over and over again.
Now all we need is for someone to jump rope in the middle. I choose Miss Lynn!
Hey! Here I am!
And once again, Fred the dog recruited Miss Lynn to be in his short story.
Oh, boy. I'm not very good at jump roping, but I'll give it a try.
Well, you must be better than me, because it's really hard to jump rope with four little legs.
Especially when it's your own tongue that's being the jump rope. Yes, okay.
And Miss Lynn, you might not be surprised, was being a little bit modest because she was doing some really amazing jumping rope.
Oh my goodness, look at you go.
Wow, Miss Lynn, you must work out.
Oh, you know, I try.
Okay, I think that means we can go double time.
Well, I'm not sure about that.
Oh, no, she's tripping. Oh, no.
Miss Lynn's feet got tangled up in Freddy's tongue. And the tension that had already been building as it twisted around itself launched Pixicato and Fred up, up, up.
Bye, friends.
To the moon. Don't worry, Miss Lynn. I think this was always meant to be.
Oh, I wasn't worried.
You know, I actually am a little bit worried, though. Are you okay breathing on the moon?
Oh yeah, I'm all imaginary now, so I can breathe pretty much anywhere. I think I could even breathe yogurt if I wanted to.
But would you want to?
I don't know, maybe.
Folks at home, don't breathe yogurt. Do I have to say that?
Yeah, I mean that seems self-explanatory, but you know, doesn't hurt.
Okay, I'm just, you know, yeah, yeah, can't hurt, sure. Can't hurt. Yeah, let's not breathe yogurt.
I breathe yogurt.
Oh my God, I didn't mean to offend.
Suddenly, out came a giant apricot jam monster.
Yes, yogurt and apricot jam go together like peanut butter and apricot jam.
I'm sorry, we are new to the moon and unfamiliar with your culture, but we would love to do some learning. As long as we don't also have to breathe yogurt, I've already really pushed my comfort zone with the Fred tongue wiggling today.
Yes, well then, why don't you come sit and listen to my story while we all enjoy some yogurt and apricot pizza.
Yogurt and apricot pizza? Yum.
And so the alien told them their history, a history spanning back many, many seconds ago when I first came up with this alien that lived on the moon.
And that was when Theon the Great imagined me into existence. And I have enjoyed eating pizza and breathing yogurt ever since.
My goodness. What a rich culture you come from.
More like rich yogurt, but thank you for listening.
Okay, now just one little thing. Do you know how to get back from the moon to the what if world? Because my tongue's really worn out from that workout.
Oh, yes, it's easy. All you've got to do is...
You're going to say breathe yogurt, aren't you?
Yes, it's like rocket fuel in an imaginary way.
I think it's actually, at this point, I'm thinking the don't breathe yogurt advice is probably just important that we got that out there.
Okay, here are your yogurt rocket boosters. I'll just attach them to your back and, you know, you stick the snorkel in your mouth, the yogurt snorkel.
You know what, maybe we'll just hang out here till the next story. The end.
Wow. Wow, that was quite the journey, Mr. Eric. I'm inclined to give you double points for that story, but minus some points for dragging me into it. So,
oh, that wasn't me. That was Fred.
I understand, but you know, I said what I said.
I don't know why I'm so tickled by the more like rich yogurt line, but I just can't help but smile when I hear it. I think that moon aliens are one of those things that pretty much everyone has imagined at some point in their life. What does your moon alien look like or act like? What's the history of their people? Can you turn that into your next what if? I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my producer, Miss Lynn, who makes Stump Mr. Eric possible, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you what-ifers out there.
who have ever shared a question with us. They make our What If World keep spinning,
and our Stump Mr. Erics keep stumping.
So until we meet again, keep wondering.
You're listening to the International Children's Arts Network. ICANN is a radio station dedicated to kids like you. On air and online at icannradio.org. There you can find coloring pages, activities, and a ton of informational blogs. That's icannradio.org.